This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Landfill's a wild DJ. B doesn't have headphones on, so he's not hearing this. Is this Tom Jones?
It's Tony Bennett. It's the only song that had San Francisco in the title. I'd never heard it before.
Okay. Let's see if our friend from San Francisco, Matt Maoko, likes this song. Matt, what's up, dude?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're good, brother.
Have you ever been introduced on a sports radio show with Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart in San Francisco?
If I have, it's been a while.
Hey, man.
But I don't think this is about me, is it? I think about a certain guy who changed uniform numbers from 19 to number one, and now he's number one in the hearts of the Washington Commanders fans, I'm sure.
There's definitely a lot of excitement, man. We are talking with our friend Matt Maoko, covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. You can follow him at Maoko NBCS. Matt joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's got the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. All right, man, you and I talked a few different times last week about this. Neither of us were at all surprised. I think you said on our show you could get Debo for a fifth. I think you were proven correct. What is Washington getting here?
Well, they're getting a chess piece. You know, they're getting a guy who I think really fits well there from the standpoint, and this is kind of anecdotally speaking, but I would assume because of Jaden Daniels' running ability that the Commanders face a lot of zone defenses. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want defensive backs. You don't want cornerbacks like turning and running with receivers down the field when a quarterback can run like that. Where Debo Samuel excels is against zone coverage. He has a little bit of a difficult time getting free off the sticky man. So this plays into his hands. It plays into Jaden Daniels' hands. It plays into the Washington Commanders' hands very well because Jaden is an accurate thrower. When he hits Debo Samuel across the middle, hitting him in stride, Debo makes defensive backs make business decisions because he doesn't go down willingly and he doesn't shy away from contact. And so he's a tone setter. And, you know, did his game drop off last year? Yes. You know, there are a lot of reasons for that. You know, he wasn't healthy throughout the season. He didn't miss too many games, but he had a difficult time he was banged up. And that's, you know, that's kind of what you get too with his style of play. He also spent a couple nights during the week in the hospital with pneumonia.
Wow.
And he went after one game. He only played like four snaps. He was kind of battling something, couldn't quite figure out what it was. He didn't play much in the one game. And then he was in the hospital that night for a couple nights. But guess what? He was right back out on the field the following Sunday. So he didn't even miss any games with that. So, I mean, he's a guy that he sets the tone. And, you know, when he's playing like Debo, he has an impact on the offense, but he also has an impact on his own defense because there's sitting over there on the sideline. They're getting fired up watching him play. So, yeah, I think he'll be motivated. I think he'll come into the offseason program in really good shape. I think he wants to prove a lot of people wrong. He took a lot of heat this last offseason. You know, some of it he put on himself. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is a really good fit. And obviously Adam Peters knows him very well. I mean, it's honestly one of the, you know, I was talking to John Lynch about him just before they traded him. At that point, he had said that there is interest around the league. But he said that, man, whenever that day comes when they part ways with Debo, and we knew it was going to be not long, he said that, you know, there's nothing but love and gratitude and admiration. And he felt like all the draft picks that they've had through 8 seasons, Debo Samuel ranked at the top of the list as far as one of the, you know, being a favorite guy that they selected. And they got to know him back in the 2019 Senior Bowl. The 49ers coached that team. Debo Samuel was on it. They ended up taking him with the 36th pick. And then 12 months later, from when they coached him in the Senior Bowl, they're playing in the Super Bowl, and Debo Samuel was a big reason for that.
How much of this move was them trying to make sure they could secure more salary cap space than it was because of Debo?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of reasons for this. Ultimately, you know, there was the salary implications and the money that they'd be paying for him. The 49ers have been near the top of the league in cash over cap spending. So they felt like they had to dial that back in order for this thing to just not get totally away from them when you have other big money contracts looming out there. You know, Brock Purdy has basically been playing for free for 3 years. That'll change this offseason, or at least it should. And, you know, so the 49ers did face a decision to make what to do with him. They could have done, you know, a post June 1 release that would have saved them a lot of money on the cap this year, and then next year it would have accelerated. And so I think they faced a difficult decision anyway, but it's just kind of weird. I can't really explain it other than just being around the team, being in a locker room, you know, I don't know. I mean, you when you're in the building, you just kind of catch a vibe, and sometimes you can't really identify what it is. Mm-hmm. But it was just very obvious that it had run its course. And I think Debo made it really easy on the 49ers when, after the season was over, he went in. He has a really tight relationship with Kyle Shanahan. And he told Kyle, he said, you know what, I think our time here is over. I think I'd like to be traded. And then he went up and talked to John Lynch. He expressed the same thing. And John said, hey, let's just take a deep breath. Why don't you sleep on it? We'll sleep on it. And then let's get back together and just kind of see if that is, in fact, the way you want to go, and then what we think about it as well. And so the sides kind of took a deep breath, and Debo didn't change his mind. And John Lynch and the 49ers said, you know what? We're in agreement here. Let's see if we can do something to work this out. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons for it. You know, from the standpoint of the 49ers, the salary cap implications are that as well. Maybe the 49ers felt like just the wear and tear had kind of caught up to Debo to a degree. And by trading him, people say, well, gosh, 49ers only got a fifth-round pick for him. You know, Washington only had to give up a fifth-round pick. Well, he was only signed for one more year.
Right.
At a very high number. And the 49ers, you know, part of their thinking was, okay, we get a player in return with a fifth round pick that we'll have under a very reasonable salary, you know, basically just probably a little bit over $1 million a year over the course of the 4-year contract. So they decided it made sense. And I think it's one of those situations where, you know, it's probably mutually beneficial for this. Well, heck, three ways beneficial. You know, it's right. Probably beneficial for Debo. He'll get his contract for this year. He can take another bite at the apple next offseason, a free agency, if he gets that far, unless Washington signs him to a long-term deal. I think it makes sense for the Commanders short-term, no doubt about it. And then I think long-term, it makes sense for the 49ers.
Yeah, I do too. I think We're talking with our friend Matt Maiocco here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Maiocco covers the Niners, has for a long time, knows the organization inside and out. You know, the way you've described Debo kind of requesting the trade and Lynch and Kyle being cool about it, obviously, you know, Peters and Dan Quinn didn't draft John Allen and kind of develop it. They don't have the long back relationship that Kyle and John do. But I think it's a fairly similar situation that Washington's going through with John Allen. And whether or not he gets traded before next week, I don't think he's coming back one way or another. Did you hear any of the John Allen being involved in the Debo trade and then that kind of fell apart?
I didn't hear it. I mean, it was easy to connect the dots on that.
Yeah.
And you looked at it and you go, well, this kind of makes sense. I wonder if this could happen. I don't know the details on why it didn't happen. My thought would be that the 49ers felt, because this is a really good defensive tackle draft, that rather than paying big money and kind of having that uncertainty down the road, you could make kind of the long play of, you know, selecting that defensive tackle in the whatever. I mean, it could be with the 11th overall pick, or it could be in the second, third, or fourth round. The 49ers now have, I think it's 8 draft picks in the first 150 spots in this draft. So, that, you know, with a very strong defensive tackle draft, my thought would be the 49ers probably didn't want to kind of go away from the major reason they were going to be parting ways with Debo anyway, was to use a draft pick, have that player under a fixed salary for 4 years, get younger, you know, kind of have that. You need that constant churn, you know, on the roster of the older guys who are making a lot of money and the young guys who step in and can be contributors, and you continue to develop them, and they're making not much money. And so I think that kind of goes with, you know, part of the reason of parting ways with Debo. You'd be kind of canceling that out if you were then to flip that and get an older defensive tackle.
Yeah, I think it's smart, because the Niners, I mean, obviously the Purdy stuff is lingering. Mm-hmm. But even beyond that, I mean, they got, like, I pointed this out to B-Mitch earlier in the program. Warner, Kittle, and Trent don't have a guaranteed dollar on their deal this year. Hmm. I find it hard to believe that all three of those dudes are there week one without a single guaranteed dollar.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they understand that.
Right.
And they'll at least with, I don't know if Trent, I'll take your word for that. I wasn't aware of that with Trent, because he just redid his contract last year.
I always point out to people that, like, over the cap does a hell of a job, but they're not always completely correct on everything.
Yeah, so I do think, you know, last year they kind of settled that contract situation with Trent Williams. It's the reason that he held out pretty much all of training camp. With George Kittle, you're absolutely correct on that. And, you know, the 49ers have a lot of stuff going on. You know, last week in Indianapolis, it was obviously the Debo stuff was on the front burner. The Brock Purdy situation is, if it wasn't on the front burner, it was just one spot behind Debo Samuel. So they've had talks with George and his agent and said, we're on the same page. Let's just, it's a matter of timing. You know, we have some stuff that we have to deal with first, but it is very much on their radar that they have to do something with Kittle. And just talking about their salary situation, I mean, look at their roster. You know, they have paid top dollar for, well, they will pay top dollar, I would assume. You know, maybe not the highest paid contract in the NFL, but Brock Purdy's going to get a significant pay bump whenever they sign him to a multi-year extension. Then you have McCaffrey. You have Trent Williams. You have George Kittle. You have Brandon Ayuk. You have Nick Bosa. You have Fred Warner.
Right.
They signed Yamador Lenore to a nice contract. I mean, those are some players who are making top dollar for their position in the NFL. And so you just can't continue to just throw money away, because that weakens your roster. And maybe that's part of the reason why 49ers special teams last year were so god awful. So you need to make some tough decisions. You need to be able to supplement your roster with draft picks who step in and perform at a high level. and ultimately kind of line themselves up to be the next people, you know, who get that second contract. And so this is part of it. You know, there's difficult decisions to be made. I didn't even mention Kyle Juszczyk, the top paid fullback in the league.
Right.
So, you know, I think that this kind of fit well. They're sending him to a place where he's going to be well taken care of, no doubt about it. I mean, I just saw the NFLPA rankings where the Commanders, I mean, talk about a comeback. The Commanders organization, yeah. Holy cow. And, yeah. And I remember us talking a year ago when they made those two hires. And, I mean, I was very bullish on the Commanders. I mean, they became, you know, they went from probably the most unlikable team organization in the NFL to, wow, what an overnight transformation that organization has made. So
I remember you texting me about Peters, like, right away. And,
yeah.
And, I mean, he's just – they really – a quarterback can change everything, but organizationally, they're built the right way
totally.
Now. But it's funny you talk about San Fran. B, didn't you say when you were playing one of the few teams, everybody was always like, man, I could go play there, was the Niners?
It was the Niners. Because the ownership, everybody loved it. And, you know, and I think, like I was telling JP also, Matt, that Kyle and, Lynch, they've been there for a while now.
Yeah.
When does things start changing? Like, because their expectations now is Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's not just make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the fan base here gets kind of restless. You know, the five Super Bowl trophies, the Lombardis in the lobby have been there for a while, and they, you know, they're getting dusty. And the fan base, you know, there's a whole generation of 49er fans who have not experienced their team winning a Super Bowl. And so there's certainly a degree of restlessness here. And, but if you were around this team, you know, even when they were experiencing success with Harbaugh, the organization was kind of all over the place. And there's a lot of dysfunction. The general manager and the head coach did not work well together. Then they went through a couple of years of just outright fiasco with a couple of coaches, and they end up switching their general manager. Well, this team has found stability, and the head coach and the general manager are very competent. They're very good at what they do. They work well together. The locker room has been really solid. The thing they're lacking is a Super Bowl title. And it's not that they haven't had their opportunities. I mean, four trips to the NFC Championship game in 5 years, two trips to the Super Bowl, you know, one 10-point second-half lead in the Super Bowl, the only team in NFL history last year to take two leads in the fourth quarter and a lead in overtime and still lose, and it just wasn't any game as the Super Bowl. So they've come excruciatingly close. The fan base is restless, but ownership is like, hey, we know what it's been like, how difficult it is to find a GM and a coach who work well together. So, you know, Jed York, basically the, you know, the, who's acting as the owner, the decision maker, is just like he has more confidence in Lynch and Shanahan to turn this team around from a 16-11 season than he would any other tandem in the league. So I don't know. I mean, I get the question a lot from 49ers fans, like, are they going into this season on the hot seat? And the answer is no, they're certainly not on the hot seat. But we also know how quickly things change in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when, you know, people always ask me, hey, if they don't make the playoffs, you know, are they going to get fired? And it's like, well, you got to tell me how it looks and how it feels, because there are times, you know, either way, a team could have a winning record, a team could be a losing record. I go back to just kind of that vibe in the building. You can tell when a change is needed. You can tell when the locker room has splintered. You can tell when the coach has lost his voice and doesn't carry the same authority that he did, you know, earlier in his career, or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, it's a long answer for you, but there's no indication that there's like running out of patience. But, I also understand where the fan base is as far as, they've done everything but win a Super Bowl title. And that's the ultimate goal, to win a Super Bowl title.
It's funny because when you describe fractured locker rooms and coaches losing their voice, like, I know those locker rooms. I covered a lot of those.
Yep.
This year was something different entirely for me, and this is kind of the vibe you're used to. But that is wild. Was the Niners' last Super Bowl win Steve Young?
It was. It was. Oh, wow. Would have been when they were playing Super Bowls in January. It would have been January of 1995.
Wow, man. I mean, lose two to the Chiefs. Then, they lost the one to the Ravens too, right? That's crazy.
They lost one to the Ravens with Harbaugh. They lost two to the Chiefs in all three of those games. And before that, they were 5-0 in Super Bowls. And in those three Super Bowls, I mean, those were close. And the one that I guess it would have been Super Bowl, LIV, that's the one, or was it, maybe it wasn't that. There was the one in Miami in February of 2020, where they had a 10-point lead. And I think they ended up losing by 10. But, that was one that got away from, all of them got away from. They could have easily won that one against the Ravens. That was the Kaepernick.
That was
Harbaugh
the wild
team.
Comeback after the
wild comeback, and that fell short when they, they had four cracks at it inside the 5-yard line, and threw fades to the right side to Crabtree on three straight downs. So they, like I said, and it's been an ultra successful John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan tandem here. Except for they haven't done it, and they haven't climbed that mountaintop. And you talk to 49er fans, and that's all that's important. The people that kind of lose sight of, they need to change, or these guys can't do it, is it's really difficult to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and it's even, I mean, I almost think it's even more difficult to just find the right touch with the organization, with ownership, with front office, with coaching staff, finding the right players in the locker room, the right kind of guys. I mean, you don't know what a guy is about until you get him in your locker room, whether it's going out in free agency. I mean, the 49ers went out and got a guy in free agency, Devondre Campbell, who they needed, veteran guy who'd had a pretty good reputation, I think. And he ends up like quitting on the team late in the season, refuses to go on the field. And so you don't know, like, all these factors are just, it's a fascinating business because you don't know how people work together until they actually are put in that position to working together.
Hey, dude, we really appreciate your time, Matt. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, Matt.
Okay, always my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Enjoy Debo.
All right, man. We'll do, man. That's Matt Maiocco, covers the Niners, Maiocco NBCS. Check out his podcast and all his work for NBC Sports Bay Area. And we come back, first of many free agent previews, O-line, D-line, who they got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On a sign. Be much better. Nobody on the planet can hear this song and not think of Will Ferrell. Shout out to Landfill for playing it. All right, every day this week, in advance of free agency starting next Monday with the tampering period, we're going to look at a specific position group and where Washington can add or maybe not. We're starting in the trenches where football teams are built. The news that I referred to earlier in the show, if you've been listening the whole time or watching on the stream, the Cowboys are going to use the tag on Odigizawa. Uh-huh. That was a name I was really interested in because he played for DQ, obviously knows the system, and he was 27. Like, a lot of these free agent D tackles that are going to become available are going to be a little bit older. And I don't know. Milton Williams is going to probably be the biggest name now because he's not going to get tagged. The Eagles got to figure out what they're doing with Zach Bond, Josh Sweat.
They let Slay go.
So Williams is going to become available. Obviously, he was super disruptive in the Super Bowl. Are you spending that kind of money, B?
On Williams?
Milton Williams, yeah.
It's going to be hard for them to spend that money on Milton because they know they got the other guys coming up. And all the money.
Philly ain't spending it. I'm saying Washington.
Oh, Washington. Okay, well, I mean, if what he did in the Super Bowl was damn dominant, though.
He picked a good day to have a good day.
If he can be like that moving forward, and you have the, if you think he can be that moving forward, you might spend some money on him. But then again, you look at his whole career. Has he played that well to fetch top dollar?
I wonder if you don't have to go like top of the market. I don't know what Milton Williams' free agency looks like, but he's young. Talking with some Philly people, they don't want to lose him. They kind of realize they're going to.
Mm-hmm. And then now they're trying to talk about going to get Myles Garrett, then they definitely won't be able to sign him.
Yeah, I mean, Philly going to get Garrett is pretty wild.
I wouldn't want to see that.
Now, like, I'll give you Milton Williams' numbers, but keep in mind, numbers for D tackles are a hard way to view this. And he was a legit like rotational piece,
mm-hmm.
so he wasn't getting kind of the snaps that, like, defensively in the last two seasons he's played about half of Philly's snaps.
Okay,
so that's a rotational piece. Now this is pretty impressive if you look at Williams. This past season, on playing only 48% of snaps, he did pop for 5 sacks.
All right. So I think what you do, you look at what he did in 48% and look at what the other guys did playing the 52. You know, and if he's comparable to the top guys, then you got to give him the same love you give them.
I'm just, for me, it is, Williams is a really interesting piece because he's young. I think he's still 25 even. 6'3", 290.
Yeah, he'll turn 26 in April. Whereas a lot of the other free agent D tackles that are available, like you're talking about dudes with some, like Calais Campbell is going to be 40 this season. Javon Hargrave is 33. It's hard to get guys coming off their rookie deals, and Philly knows how to draft and develop. It's not the worst place to shop from. But I'm looking, just his over-the-cap valuation is paying him about $6 million. If that market holds, it'd be pretty interesting.
Well, him getting $6 million a year?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, that's a steal, I think.
I bet it'll go way north of that. Coming off the Super Bowl. And the only thing I do wonder,
but those front office people have to be careful with the fact that he played like that in the Super Bowl. He ain't dominating no other games like that.
Right. Well, and this is a heavy duty D-line draft.
Yeah.
So I think there will
be. That may hurt him a little bit.
Totally. There will be organizations that are like, yo, Milton, we love you, but we're just going to draft a kid.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, I don't know, if that does stay down, I don't think Washington would mind
paying him $6 million and you get that output.
Or just picking somebody off the Eagles, too. Because it's a little bit of a double edge there. I think you've got Johnny Newton, you've got Deron Payne. I thought Sheldon Day played well for them. The kid we had on the show last week, 2 weeks ago, Jalen Holmes, I thought.
Yeah.
That's a guy you could get back. I think where they really need help are the edges. I would be more focused on spending money on the edges than necessarily the tackles. I don't know if you agree with that.
I think the edges get a lot more hype because of the sack and stuff like that. But if you look at that game in the Super Bowl, what they did in the inside dictated that whole football game. Sweat was coming off the edge and able to get Pat at 4.5 to 5 yards. Because when Pat went to step up, he could not step up. Because they were collapsing the interior. So I just think that, you know, if you can get D tackles that could collapse pockets, it makes your edge look even better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think where they really got killed was running to the edge. They didn't have edge stoppers. And yeah. I think Fowler, for as good as a season he had as a pass rusher, was really a problem against the run.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you want somebody that can do both. Like for all the, you know, I need a break. You're right, Landfill. I do need a break. For all the consternation Chase Young and maybe Montez Sweat got here, they both were good against the run. They never popped with the 17 sack season or whatever, but they both were good against the run. Washington, if they are going to spend big at edge, they need that person to be a three-down player.
Totally.
Let's look at the offensive side of this. Specific question for you, B, when we return. How do you handle the Sam Cosmi injury for the 2025 season? Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitchell Finley. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam. I just had to educate White Brian on something. When coleslaw comes in this building, it comes straight to me. All right? Nobody else. People can have other stuff, but the coleslaw comes to me, White Brian. Shout out to our boy Nate. Hank's Oyster Bar bringing us some lunch. Man, B. Mitch won't come back in the studio. He's just grinding away on some oysters in there. You can check him out. Hank's, Old Town, DuPont, over at the Wharfs right by us. Those Hog Island oysters, man. My favorite. My absolute favorite. Gosh, those are good. Coleslaw is great, too, if you're wondering. So, we all saw, it was a really sad scene, frankly. Oh, I got double coleslaw, baby. Sam Cosmi played really well, got his contract extension with Washington. Things were moving forward.
Yeah.
And then he gets rolled up in the NFC title game. Dan Quinn, or maybe it was Peters, actually told us that Cosmi's already working on his rehab.
Yeah.
He's in Ashburn all the time, working out, rehabbing. The reality of that injury, I mean, to start with, it happened in late January.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what? I think the actual date of the NFC title game was January 26th.
Something like that. Yeah, it was. It was.
Because my wife's birthday was that Friday night.
Yeah, it was 26.
So
it was the anniversary.
Okay. Oh, right. It was the anniversary of Super Bowl. Cosmi gets hurt late January. You figure that's an... I recognize that rehab schedules have been accelerated some in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
That's, let's casually call it a 10-month injury.
9.5.
But yeah. 9.5, but then an old lineman getting back up to speed and playing shape, like.
Yeah, but I think the fact that now they have the underwater treadmills and all that type of stuff, guys get back way quicker. But I still would look at 9.5 months.
I think you're
10 tops.
I think your season's going to start. I mean, depending, they can play Thursday night, they can play Friday night, they can play Sunday, Monday, but the season starts. What is that? The first, what day is Labor Day? September 1st this year? I think it is. So I think the season is going to start 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. It's kind of an early start for the NFL. And in turn, that means 9 months from January 26th would be September 26th. That's week 4. And I think Halloween might be realistic sometime in the middle of October. And
What do you do to handle the Cosmi injury, B? Do you think they have to sign a veteran guard that can help them while Cosmi's down? Like, do you think you have to add somebody for that position this year?
If they don't have somebody that they are comfortable with in-house, I think so. Because I really believe that right now you got Biadasz, you got Allegretti, Chris Paul, Julian Good-Jones, which is on the Futures, and Michael Dieter, who plays center and guard.
Who's also due to be a free agent.
Yeah, but if you're free, if you feel good about either of those guys, you go to the season. If you know for sure Cosmi's working in the right direction and will be there at a particular time. If not, I think you got to go get somebody.
Yeah, the dude, Good-Jones, is a massive human. I know that much. Just seeing him walk around. I wonder, people will point to Becton. I think Becton's going to get paid. Would you be interested in bringing Sheriff back on a 1 year? Veteran guy?
I've always liked Sheriff.
Me too.
Didn't want him to leave.
Great guy in the locker room.
Yes.
Like,
but is he at the point where he can get a 2-3 year deal from somebody else? Because I think if you start thinking about 1 year deal, you got to be guys that they're not going to get going a lot of attention from other places, because I think every player of his stature will want to get that 3 year deal where he can get signing bonus.
33. I just don't know that he's getting a 3 year deal, but maybe
offensive lineman play way beyond that.
Yeah. There's other options. The kid McCary from the Ravens. Zeitler from the Detroit. He actually missed that divisional round game, if you remember. Zeitler was pretty good. Now, he's going to be 35, but that could be if you're going to allocate some real money, and we're going to talk about tackles and edge guys later in the week, but if you're going to allocate some real money, the problem is you've already allocated real money to Cosmi, and now you know Cosby's going to be down. I think we can speculate at least the first month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might draft somebody too, but I'd be stunned if they don't add. One guy that you've seen connected with them a bunch is the North Dakota State dude that can play all. He can play left guard, right guard, and center. I'm saying in the draft.
Big boy?
Yeah, his name's like Gray Zabel.
I think I watched him play in that little championship game. He's nasty.
Yeah, he's like Gray Zabel. He's like a late first rounder, probably. 6'5", 320. I think because they're picking 29th, you can't really count on the draft to plug a hole like you can in free agency. Because you're picking 29. They now only have 6 draft picks after the Debo trade.
Mm-hmm.
They have really good value. They have 3 picks in the top 80. Cool. But at 29, let alone 61 and 79, you can't count on any one position. You can't count on filling a hole there. I think you've got to add, to me, it's a veteran, ideally 1 year deal guard to your roster.
Yeah.
Allegretti was pretty good last year. He's probably coming back. That's not to mention your questions. I mean, unless you go hard and you sign a tackle, or you lock in that you're going to draft a tackle, and then part of your process is we think we're going to move Coleman inside. that's a lot of moving parts, dude. For a kid that I thought was pretty good for a rookie in Brandon Coleman. He's got to figure some stuff out in pass pro, but I thought as a run blocker he was pretty good.
Coleman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was good in the pass game till later on when he started getting some injuries.
Yeah. He had a good first half of the season.
Yes.
To me, I don't know that if Milton Williams would really intrigue me on the defensive line. I think the idea of bringing Sheriff back to town would really intrigue me offensively.
I'm with it.
Will Hernandez is another dude that, since he was a first rounder, has kind of bounced around on 1 year deals. I remember when he was, I wonder if I watched him in Mobile, if I watched him in Indy, however many years ago. Tischler loved Will Hernandez. That's another guy that's probably a true free agent. So, options. There's options. They're going to be bringing somebody in, man. You'll hear about it this time next week. For us, we got options too. Time to talk a little Caps hockey. Me and B are both going to the game tonight. John Walton joins the program next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.